Yalc Mono Fukra, do we believe in the divine unity? Well, I think the answer to that question is, first of all, yes, we do. That's one of our first principles. But as we look at the way we live our lives and the world around us, we often believe as if and act as if we don't. We see things separately. We look around ourselves and we see a world full of objects and people and experiences. And we see that they are different. And we tend to ascribe to them a reality that they really don't have. The part of us that does that, we often assume, is our own unity from which we get to assess these differences. Yet, if we look at ourselves, what do we really find? We find that we are a collection of beliefs, a collection of experiences, a collection of feelings and facts, and it's really very disparate. And we know that there's this melange of characteristics and attitudes and beliefs inside of ourselves. And some of them are certainly not real. We look at them and we try sometimes to watch them engage one another and to battle for dominance, a good idea versus a bad idea, a good characteristic versus a bad characteristic. And we try in our own way to foster the good and the right as we can. And there's certainly a place for that. But finally, that's the wrong battle. The battle on the path is, as Sheikh Issa described, the fundamental principle, which is discernment. So the question really isn't which of these qualities are more or less good, but can we interrogate all of them to see if they're real or not? Because that's the question. Is it real or is it part of the illusion? And if we explore and question and engage our own beliefs, we will find very often that they're not real, that they're false, they're part of the fantasy. And when that happens, when these attitudes and beliefs are exposed to the truth, they surrender to it. But that surrender is not the kind of conquering that one finds in most confrontations. It's not as if they vanish or if they somehow magically disappear. What happens is that when we discover them to be false, we simply take them less seriously. And as such, they become less a part of our consciousness and awareness and our sphere of thought and action. And they play less and less a role in our lives. This is really the meat of the path. This is why it is a path and not simply a system or a philosophy, because that encounter and that confrontation of discernment is key to everything. And when the false notions and beliefs and ideas confront the real, they submit. But it's a submission of peace. It's not so much a submission of conquest. It's a divine victory. It's the victory of peace. And it's the victory of the false submitting to the true, which is in the nature of things. And that cannot be unconnected to the fact that our religion is called submission. Allahu Akbar.